pashtus, we paskin like Rav. Paskin like Rav, that is aser leishtamish lora. And there's two other things in the Gemara that seem to be, at least might be connected to this question. The first is later on in Chaf Aleph Amud Bez. The Brisa is talking about where we light Nerot Chanukah. And then we have the statement of Rava, Tzarech Ner Acheret Leishtamish Laora. Now this statement of Rava, you have to understand how it relates to other things. And I think the question of it, how it relates to other things, includes two things. Number one, how does it relate to the question of the Isser Leishtamish Laora? Why is it surprising to say that this is connected to the question of the Isser Leishtamish Laora? Why would it be surprising to say that? I don't know if it's redundant. His chiddush would be that because it's Isser Leishtamish Laora, therefore you need this shamish. I think it would be a different question.
You commented on Rav Huna?
Why is it brought here? Why is it brought here? Should be brought there. Now Rafi sharpening that question. Rav already spoken that sugya, right? Rafi meant it in a different way, right? But we talk about the Isser Leishtamish Laora. That's the natural place to add on the need for a shamish. Why is it brought here? That could be the basis of the girsa of the gra here. Did you notice the girsa of the gra with the aleph? He takes out the words of shamish. It's not connected to the shamish lower. This might surprise people because we're used to thinking that the need for a shamish is connected to the issur of the shamish lower, right? That would be a very surprising thing. Tomorrow we'll talk about this a little bit more. Why do we need a shamish? Why do we need a shamish? Okay. The other question is not how it relates to the Isser Leishtamish Laora, but how it relates to what is brought right before it. What's brought right before this statement of Rava?
What was
the significance of the Gemara? He takes out the words Leishtamish Laora. Right. So the Gemara doesn't state some connection between the need for another Ner for a Shamish and the problem of Leishtamish Laora, right?
Right.
Again, the other question is how it relates to what is brought before it. What's brought before it? Where you place the menorah, particularly that b'shat sakana menicha al shulchano v'dayo. Is Rava's din somehow connected to that? How might this question depend on the girsos? I don't know if anyone got up to this yet. What girsos question is there here? Daniel's here with the weightlifter's edition Gemara. I assume the weightlifter's edition includes the Oz Behadar, right? With all the magical likute girsos and stuff. And the hagos and the tziyonim. You have that Gosan and the Tzionim there?
Yeah.
You know, once I was looking for the Reb Kiva Eger in the side of such a Gemara, I couldn't find it. They moved everything around in there, those Gemaras. The Tzionim destroyed the Gemara. You can't find all the things there. Well, do they have Girsos there? They have, magical Girsos column?
Yeah. The Tzionim has some Girsos.
So what's the Girsa here on Divrei Rava? If you look at Rabbeinu Chanana on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, he has Amar Rava, v'tzarech ner acher, echad acher l'tashmisho, v'tzarech. What's the significance of that vav? What would the significance of that vav be? By the way, the Rif also has v'tzarech. What would the significance of that vav be? It's connected to what came before. And the obvious question would be, how is the words of Rava about the need of a shamish connected to where the menorah is being placed? Did anyone see any Rishonim yet? And he may have gotten up to it. We discussed this? Someone came teaching about the Rosh Yosef. It's after the Ran. The Ran discusses this. The Ran says that the Nivin, you see it tomorrow. See it tomorrow.
See what you say, it's Rabba.
Rabba, not Rava.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't think that affects what we're talking about, but okay. So that's the second Gemara. Now the third Gemara is, of course, on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And there the Gemara quotes, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. There's a little question about whether it's Amarav. What would the significance of that be?
Because Rav had a
Rav was the one who said it's also Shlamish Laura. If you have Rav, you can't say it's a machlokas, right? But in any case, whether it's Rav or not, somebody says also Lahartos Mos Kenegad Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count your money, Kenny Rogers, right? You're not allowed to count your money by the Neros. You're not allowed to count your money. And what's interesting is here, all of a sudden, Shmuel pops up. Ki amrisa kami de Shmuel, amrili, chiner kedusha yeshba. understand, why is it Asa to use the Ner? It has Kedusha. Wait a second, suddenly here you're wondering why it's Asa to use the Ner? What about on Chavav and Beis? You had no question. Maskev L'Rav Yosef, Yosef said, Chidam Kedusha Yeshba. You see, you're not supposed to cover the blood of the chicken, or of the animal that you shecht with your foot. Shelo yu mitzvot bezuyur alav. Hachanam, shelo yu mitzvot bezuyur alav. This Gemara is very important because it gives us a little bit of a sense of why it's Asr. Chafal from Beis doesn't talk at all about why it's Asr. The question is, how does this discussion relate to the discussion on Daf Chafal? Who's the one who most sharply addresses this question? Who is the one who most sharply... I'm sorry? Who is the one who most sharply addresses this question of the relationship between the Gemaras?
Rambam.
I'm not as sharp as the guy he's responding to. This is the Balamor. The Balamor is so important in this sugya because he's bringing together the different Gemaras. Now people debate how he brings them together, but it's really significant because he's relating to the question of how to bring them together. But before we get to the Balamor, we got to begin with Rashi, right? Everyone knows it's Rashi, right? Everyone knows it's Rashi. Again, before we get to Rashi, we just related to the textual question of the relationship between the Gemaras. What conceptual questions do you need to ask here? Well, number one, the Isser Lishtamish La'ora. Where does it apply? When does it apply? And of course, the where, the when, scope questions are going to depend upon the basis, the why, the root. Why is it Isser Lishtamish La'ora? How does that impact in which situations it's Isser Lishtamish La'ora? So that's one of the dinim we have here. Of course, the second din, that may or may not be an outgrowth of the first din, is the need for a shamish. Why do you need the shamish? When do you need the shamish? So again, we have the textual question of how the three pieces relate to each other, which is an interesting question, but what we're most concerned about is the bottom line conceptual questions of how to understand these dinim. So today we're going to talk about, just one second, the Isser. Today we're going to talk about the Isser. Tomorrow we'll see how all this affects the need for the shamish. Yeah.
Why do we use the shamish nowadays if we have electrical
lamps? That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. I wonder why you use, whether you could light a menorah with electrical light in the first place. Can you? Why not? Can you use an electrical menorah? A lot of people use electrical menorahs. I don't mean Orthodox people, but I mean people, you know what I mean?
And there are Orthodox people that are using hospitals and stuff.
There are Orthodox people who?
Using hospitals and stuff also.
Electrical menorahs, right. The Dievin, right? Something else. Okay. So let's begin by addressing the central question. Why is it Asr Lishtamish La'ora? What would you answer to that question?
Machloket.
You figure you're safe with that, right? Again, I've asked you, where does it come from? Where does it start? What's the first source on this question? For Rashi.
Rav Huna.
Rav Huna says why it's Asr Lishtamish La'ora?
Yeah.
No. Where does he say why?
He says you can't.
Huna says Bizayon where?
He says you can't.
You don't mean Rav Huna. You mean Rav Yosef.
Rav Yosef, right.
It's a different Jew. Rav Yosef on Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph explains, first the Gemara raised the possibility of Kedusha. It's important for us to remember that because there are going to be those who revive that possibility, right? Who revives the possibility of Kedusha?
Ramban.
Before the Ramban. Ramban Dafka isn't the one who revives it. The Baal Amar, we'll get to in a few minutes. But it's asked as a question. Is there Kedusha? Rav Yosef says, no, it's not Midin Kedusha. It's Midin Bizui Mitzvah. It's a denigration of a mitzvah to use it for your own purposes, right?
I thought that Shmuel was saying that it was a rhetorical question. Like, you think there's like...
Right, so he's saying there isn't Kedusha, right?
How can you revive a statement that doesn't even exist?
You're right. Can you revive rhetoric? we'll see. In any case, Rav Yosef says it's in Bizui Mitzvah. Oh, so the answer to the Pharisee of the Gemara, no? End of story, right? How could there be any discussion about this?
How far does Bizui Mitzvah...
Well, that's a question within Bizui Mitzvah. How could anyone suggest there's a different reason for the halacha? Because that's mentioned there on Daf Chaf Beis. And this gets back to our question again. Is this the whole story, or part of the story, or the machlokas of the story? Is the whole sugya built on what's mentioned here? So that's where the Baal Amor comes along. Let's take a look at the Baal Amor. Tesem and Aleph Badaf Arif. The Baal HaMor relates to all three pieces here. The man damer asr lishtamish lo rosh and narchanaka kol tashmish b'mashma afilu tashmish de mitzvah v'tashmish kedusha mishum de kasavar kevan shem zecher l'nerot u'lishemen shel hechal asurot hein banaha kol ikar afilu l'kuroba sefer v'afilu sudat shabbat l'sudat mitzvah u'leman de amar asr l'hartzos mot keneged netin shel chanaka dafka hartzat mot v'kayot seba שהיא תשמיש רשות ושל חול הוא דקפי ושתיים משם ביזוי מצווה אבל תשמיש מצווה ותשמיש קדושה מותו שתמיש לאור the Baal HaMor says how does he explain the relationship between Chav Beis and Alef and Chav Alef and Beis what does different mean it's a machlokes it's a machlokes about how far the Isser Lishtamish extends the man Damer and Chav Alef and Beis Miss Damer doesn't make any chilukim holds its usher in all circumstances, even mitzvah, even kedusha. Period, it's usher. The one on Daf Chof Beis and Aleph who says, and it can't be Rav, because then it would be an argument with him, Rav, it's Rav Asi, who says that usher, the hartzos mos, that's limiting. And saying the isser is only when you're using the Neros Chanukah for a davar chol, a davar rishus, not a dvar mitzvah. That's the Baal HaMor's chiluk. Now, how does the Baal HaMor explain this machlokas and the scope of the Isser? He explains that it's based on a machlokas about the the basis of the Isser, right? Why is there a machlokas about the scope of the Isser? Because there's a machlokas about the basis of the Isser. One side we know. The one who says it's only regarding Inyan Echol holds that the Isser is based upon Bizri Mitzvah. Now, when you're using a mitzvah for another mitzvah, that's not insulting, right?
Or is it?
What?
I don't know. I mean, it could
you,
be.
It could be. Who thinks it is?
Yeah.
Rosh Bo, the Ran, Rosh, right? Yeah. When they get to this Baal HaMor. But the Bashas, you can understand why the Baal HaMor says such a thing, right? And definitely, Rav Yosef says that, right? Because he's, well, unless he holds both. Okay.
Some mitzvot are very particular. Shasunis is, you know.
There could be different levels of mitzvot. It depends on what mitzvah you're using for what mitzvah, right? Okay. What's the explanation, according to the Baal HaMor, for the shita that holds that the Isser applies even to a tashmish mitzvah? What's the explanation he gives?
What?
Why? So he says, Ulishemen shel hechal, Asurotain Bahano Kol Iker.
It's the same thing as Bezer, no? It's the same thing as Bezer.
Well, first of all, it's different because it extends further. Right. Why does it extend further? What's the explanation? They applied the halachot of the Nerot of the menorah to the Nerot that we light on Chanukah. The Nerot of the menorah were not allowed to be used for any other purpose. What does this sound like to you?
Rav Huna.
Oh, it is the sheet of Rav Huna. But what does it sound like logically to you? It sounds like saying that the Neros of the menorah are holy. You with me? They're holy. Now, in case there are people here who are shocked, how could we say that? How could we revive it? We definitely don't mean it. Can you bring a proof for the statement that the Nerud of the Chanukah might be holy? Hanerud halalu kodeshem. Hanerud halalu kodeshem. The ein lanu reshut. Lishtamesh b'hem. That sounds like a good proof, right?
Yeah, but it was probably made after.
I said that. Okay, it wasn't made yesterday, right? In any case, the point is, you see here that they are suggesting this concept of kedusha. Where do they get it from? They get it from the question that Shmuel asked. Now, they're not accepting it in the sugya there, says the Baal HaMor, but the other sugya may have held that way, that it's real kedusha. Now, the truth is, we find a lot of halachic connections between the Nero we light on Chanukah and the menorah. Now, logically, it makes a lot of sense. Why does it make a lot of sense? Like the Baal HaMor explains, Kevan Shehem, Zechel and Nero. It makes sense that you would make these like the Neros of the menorah. The question is whether it's true. Where else do we see halachic connections? One is very famous. One is very famous. Keep your hand here. We'll come back. What?
Motor Shemesh Gener.
Well, that's what we're talking about now. That's what we're talking about now. If you look at the Gemara, keep your finger here. We're coming back. If you look at the Gemara on Daf, Chof Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara asks a question that we'll get to, Mitzvah Hashem, about whether the mitzvah is Hadlaka or Hanacha, right? We already saw a reference to this in the Shulchan Aruch. Hadlaka is a mitzvah or Hanacha is a mitzvah? So Rashi explains, why would it be Hadlaka? Why would it be Hanacha? What's Pshat? So Rashi says, no, where does Rashi say it? Divrei Hamatzil Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Yeah, if you look at the bottom of page Chaf Beis Amud Beis, the first wide line, I hadlaka osa mitzvah, I hamitzvah shel Chanukah, tluya bahadlaka madlakinan, kida ashkechan b'menorah. Why would hadlaka be hadlaka osa mitzvah? Because that's what it was in the menorah. But yeah, that's the more famous one. That's the more famous one. The Ravid has another interesting connection here. Everybody knows, we mentioned this earlier, that the lashon of the bracha of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is different than the lashon of the bracha we generally say when we light Nero. We spoke about this, right? According to Shulchan Aruch. And on Shabbat we say, Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbat. And Sfardim say, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. There's another interesting thing, that we say Lahadlik and not Al Hadlakat Nerot. The Gemara says, as a general rule, that the bracha of Le is said on a mitzvah that you must do yourself. The bracha of Al is said on a mitzvah you can do through a shliach. So the Ravid asks, Ner Chanukah you can do through a shliach, so you should say Al. So the Ravid answers that the reason we say the lashon of this bracha is because it's taken from the lashon of the bracha used to light the menorah in the Mikdash. This is also the explanation given for the custom to light the menorah in shul. Which l'chor doesn't make sense because you have to light the menorah at home. Why do we light the menorah in shul? So because what was the original nes? The original nes was in the Beis HaMikdash. So, what's the closest we can come to the Beit Mikdash? Shul. So you wonder why the chiv is to light it at home. So we'll talk about that in Mirtz Hashem when we get up to it, right? What I'm trying to say is there's a lot of basis for saying that the neros of our menorahs are viewed as a halachic continuation of the neros of the menorah in the Mikdash. In fact, there's a famous Ramban. Anyone knows the famous Ramban? Beginning of Parshat Baal Otcha. The question asked there by Chazal is, why is the lighting of the menorah mentioned here in Parshat Baal Otcha? Anyone remembers the answer Chazal gave? Parshat Baal Otcha comes right after Parshat Naso. What happened in Parshat Naso in the end? The Nesiim brought Korbanos. So what does Chazal say? Aaron felt bad. Aaron bring Korbanos. I got nothing. What did Hashem say to him? You have the menorah and the menorah is forever. The question that the Ramban, what do you mean the menorah is forever? The Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. The Ramban answers, the Beis HaMikdash may be destroyed, but the menorah of the menorah continues forever in the form of Ner Chanukah. So again, the concept of viewing Ner Chanukah as a continuation of the menorahs Sheva Mikdash. Okay, beyond this broader theme, let's understand the first part of what the Baal HaMor says here. The Baal HaMor says, what's the relationship between the top of Chaf Aleph and Beis and Chaf Beis and Aleph? It's a machlokes. The machlokes is how far the Isser extends. The base of the machlokas is what the root of the Isser of Hishtamshush is. Now I said the Baal HaMor brings it all together. We didn't yet relate to a third Gemara. What was our third Gemara? The need for a Shamish, right? So the Baal HaMor continues. By the way, the Baal HaMor paskins, important halacha, he paskins like the statement on Daf Chof Beis and Aleph, that the Isser is only to use for chol, not for mitzvah. Not for, you know how to use it for mitzvah, says the Baal HaMor. Then the Baal HaMor says at the end of his words, Uliolam tsarech shetehei nerach cheres imo v'bayit kavua l'chol tashmishov kidirava d'amarava v'tsarech nerach cheret l'ishtamish l'ora. Now the Baal HaMor drops his second bomb. V'afilu man d'amar mutter l'ishtamish l'ora kol tashmish sheba'olam v'hadirava moda shetzarech nerach cheret shelo yehe haro omer l'tsarech ahu d'nakti idlaka. I didn't mention Rashi, did I? I said I was going to mention Rashi, but I didn't, right? We'll get back to him now. Okay, we'll get back to him now. What's the chiddush of the Baal HaMor regarding the statement of Rava on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis? Everyone saw the Baal HaMor, right? So what is it new? What's the chiddush?
It's
It's all opinions.
What?
It's all opinions.
It's according to all opinions. Meaning you need a shamish even if you happen to hold that? Mutar l'shtamish lora? The Baal HaMor believes in this so much that he says it, even though he has the girsa in Rava of l'shtamish lora. Because look at the words. The Amar Rava, the Tzarech Nercheret l'shtamish lora. It's Rava held, it's also l'shtamish lora. That's how he explained it. But his halacha would be true according to everybody. Why? If you hold the mutar l'shtamish lora, what do you need the shamish for? That people should realize that you're lighting the Ner for Hanukkah, not for your own purposes. You light a candle in your house, people think, oh, you want a candle. When you light the Shamish, and then you light the other candles, this would explain, by the way, why you have to light the Shamish first. So everyone knows that the candle you're lighting now is not for your own Tzrachim, right? Where might he have gotten this Svara from, the Baal HaMor? Rashi. This is Rashi. What's interesting is that this is Rashi not only here. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says on Tzarech Neracheres, the Elo lo havi heker, right? If you don't light another candle, it won't be a heker mitzvah. Rashi uses the same words, by the way, on the Gemara that the Baal HaMor is quoting. If you look at Chaf Beis and Beis, the Gemara is discussing hadlakos mitzvah or anachos mitzvah. So the Gemara tries to bring a proof. 12 lines from the bottom of Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rava, hayatofas ner Chanukah v'yomid. If you're holding the ner Chanukah and standing up, lo asa v'lo klum, it doesn't count. Shema mina hanachos mitzvah. We want a proof here that you have to put it down. The Gemara says, no. Hasam haro omel atzorchu denakitlo. The reason is the problem there is because the person who sees you thinks you're using it as a lantern. Not because hanachos mitzvah, because it's unclear that it's being used for Ner Chanukah. Rashi says there, on Litzar Chahudinakit Lo, two lines at the bottom of Bezim and Bez, Lishtamish, Veleka Hekar Nisa, in the same Lashon. It has to be clear that the candle is being used for Ner Chanukah. Oh! So the Kara says, in his Pirish on Orachayim, right in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Samach Dalid, the Kara says, Rashi must not have had the Girsa of Vitzarech Neracheres Lishtamish Lower, because Rashi is explaining even without the Yisra of Lishtamish Lower. But I think what the Gra says is not so pashut. Why? Anyone? Because we haven't yet completed Chita's Rashi. The Baal HaMor says there's an Yisra Lishtamish Lower, huh? And the Shamish is not connected to that. The Shamish is connected to the need for Hecker. Why might Rashi be different? Well, it's machlokas in the Gemara. How does Rashi understand the Israel Ishtamish Lora? Is it based on Bizri Mitzvah? Is it based on Kedusha? What's it based on? For us, the Ishtamish Lora, the top of Chaval of Midbeis, Rav, you're explaining the implication of the Yisr, of the Hetzah for Shabbos. The us, the Ishtamish Lora, top of Chaval of Midbeis, Sheyehei Nikah Shehu Ner Mitzvah. And therefore, like a Lamech Shlata, something else, right? That's not the reason for the Yisr, that's the implication. Rashi is a bomb. Why is Rashi a bomb? Masha from Rashi. Is there a natural Yisr l'shtamish lora?
No.
Is there a problem of Bizri Mitzvah? No. Is there a problem of Kedusha? No. Why is it also l'shtamish lora?
People think it's a natural.
People think. It's not the Ikar Adin. It's not that the there's a problem to use the Yisr lora. People will think. Now again, clearly Rashi is separating between the sugyo and chafal from Midbeis and chafbeis and Aleph, right? Because chafbeis and Aleph says beferish that the reason it's a problem is because of Bizri Mitzvah. Just one second. Now the Baal HaMor distinguishes between the sugyos by saying here it's Bizri Mitzvah, here it's Kedusha, right? Rashi has a much sharper distinction. Here it's not a natural issue whatsoever, it's just Midin Heker. Now the Baal HaMor brought in the factor of Heker to explain the need for a Shamish according to Mandam and Mutter. Rashi could say that's the whole issue to begin with. So Rashi conceivably could have had the Girsa of Asr L'Shtam Shlora. But that's why it's Asr L'Shtam Shlora. Rashi has on Chaf Aleph and Beis this whole union of Heker. Chaf Beis and Aleph is the issue of Bizri Mitzvah. I wanted to mention Rashi before the Baal HaMor, I forgot. Okay, questions about this or comments? Yes, Binyamin.
Say that Rashi would hold that if you do have...
If you One could say that no matter what, right?
No, I'm saying that's what he seems to say, because he's saying mm-hmm. that obviously if you have a light in your house, no one's going to think that you're using...
That's not just Rashi, though, right? It's not just Rashi. Remember the Lashon of the Baal HaMor, you need a ner kavua bebeso. You need a ner, and the truth is, in general, it might be better to have a ner kavua bebeso, because then you have a light in general, right? Why would one say you might need the shamish by the Neros Chanukah in case you're coming close to the Neros Chanukah, so you have to have something there, right? Okay. Yeah, does everyone understand Rashi and the Baal HaMor?
It wouldn't seem like you wouldn't need one at all.
I'm sorry?
Because it's not a problem of being shamish. It's the problem of someone thinking...
Pekka, right? Mm-hmm. I was saying why you might need it close by. Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to Tai Shu or whatever right next to it, it doesn't really matter.
If you're going to Tai Shu by the Neros Chanukah, you might need something by the Neros Chanukah, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we saw Rashi, and we saw the Baal HaMor, and now we're up to the Chachmei Sfard. See, the Chachmei Sfard did not like this separation of sugyos. They did not buy into this thing, separation of sugyos. Why not?
We're talking about the same thing.
What?
We're talking about the same thing.
How do you know? Yeah, hey, you have to be fair. The reason why not is because the Rif didn't say it. The Rif didn't say it. So you might say, too, so who cares? Oh, the Rif was the Rif, right? For the Chachmei Sfardi was the Rif. Now, did the Rif say that they're all one? Did the Rif say that they're all one? No. He just didn't say anything. So is the Baal HaMor disagreeing with the Rif? No, because the Rif didn't say anything, right? But the fact that he didn't say anything seems to imply that they're all halacha, right? And they're not arguing with each other. That's why the Ramban uses a very interesting term to describe the Baal HaMor here. What term does he use? He's Bava Machteret. What does Bava Machteret mean?
Sneaky.
Someone sneaking into someone's house. The Baal HaMor is sneaking in. Why is he sneaking in? Because he knows the Rif doesn't agree with this, because the Rif didn't make this distinction, right? But because the Rif didn't say anything, he just presents it as if, okay, you know, well, according to this mandamar, according to that mandamar. Sneaky. Sneaky Baal HaMor. So what does the Ramban say I'm going to have to do with this Bava Machteret?
Straight.
Now what do you do with the Bava Machteret?
Kill him.
Now you don't have to kill him. Ideally, you don't kill him. What do you do ideally?
Identify him.
What?
No.
What do you do ideally with the Bava Machteret?
Catch him.
With a Rodef. What do you do ideally with a Rodef? You kill him? Nitin Latzilo. There's a question in the Gemara in Sanhedrin whether who you're being matzil. When you shoot the Rodef in the leg, who are you being matzil? So you could say you're being matzil the near. That you could tell us you're being matzil the Rodef from doing this terrible crime. The Baal HaMor is being matzil the Baal HaMor. The Ramban is going to be matzil the Baal HaMor. Again, in situations where the Baal HaMor argues with Beferish on the Rif, we can't save him. But with Yabab Machteres, we can save you, Baal HaMor. Let's take a look at the Ramban. Zeh apirish bav machteres al divrei Rabbeinu Hagadol. Ulefikach niten lahatzilo. Niten lahatzilo. Dude. So they don't buy into this splitting the sugyas business. So if you don't buy into splitting the sugyas, how can you understand the relationship between the Gemaras? How does the Ramban suggest to understand it? And they all followed him. What? It's a rabusa. The Gemara on Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph is coming to complete the statement made on Chav Aleph Amid Beis.
It's a rebutza.
It's to add a chiddush. What's the basis for these explanations of the Ramban and the others? Is there any basis in the earlier Rishonim for this? The Rambam. Now the Rambam, we know, generally follows the derech of the Rif. The Rif doesn't say anything, so it's not arguing, so we have to explain it. How do you see that the Rambam understands Chav Beis to be a rebutza? He says, Afilu. Perek Dalet Alochavav, the first source in your sheets. He says at the end, "We're allowed to light these things on Shabbos." The Fisha Asa Lishtamish Lener Chanukah Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Chol. Ba'Afilu Livdok Maot Olim Notan Lahora Aser. Even to check or count money. What's the even? Why is that a greater chiddush? The Baal HaMor said it's a smaller chiddush, right? The Baal HaMor is the reverse. The Baal HaMor said it's less mechudush because it's a tashmish shel chol. How does the Ramban say why it's more mechudish?
you get Hanaha from it.
Never come.
It's not a real Nana. It's not a real Nana. Let's look inside the Ramban. Ramban says a number of different like ideas here. So read it carefully. The Ramban says, the MS Hadavar Sheikar Pirush Hashmua Pashatu. Tchi Amaravasi Asr Lahartas Mot. Rabuta Kamashmalan. Shafilu Hartsat Mot. She'eno Ela Iun Hakal. It's just a quick use, Asr. Kolshkein Tashmish Acher. Bain Shel Mitzvah, Bain Shel Kedusha. No difference, like the Balamor wanted to suggest. Fafilu Shmuel Nami, says the Ramban. Even Shmuel disagrees here. Bisharta Shmish Moda the Asr. Mishum Dahara Omer Tzachu the Idlaka. Af al pi sheyesh lo ner acher, hamim adam madlik kama neirot veso, velo chalak ela al hartzat hamot. Mipnei she'eino tashmish, ela hana ba'alma. Umshamach yomer v'chiner kedusha yesh bo, v'chi mitzvah dvar shebekdusha him, don't film sef torah shem shem asu na'anos tashmish tachol, v'chule v'chule v'chule. He says it's not a real usage. He doesn't fully explain why it's not a real usage. But what's interesting is that later on in his words, he uses the terminology tashmish versus hana. That this is just gaining hana, not a real tashmish. Now again, the Ramban himself doesn't fully clarify what this means. Later Rishonim, later Spanish Rishonim do. The Rush, for example, says it's not kavua. The Meiri says it's just quick. Kali says quickly. You're quickly using it for a second. Yeah, but one can understand why this concept of hartsot mot might be less. Might be less. Okay. What's interesting in the Ramban, and not fully clear in the Ramban, is okay, the Baal HaMoor disagrees and says the sugyas are not debating. The sugyas are not arguing, right? The sugyas are not arguing with each other. Everyone agrees all these things are asr. Rav Asi is just coming to add. He's just coming to add the concept of hartzos mos, the case of hartzos mos. What's not clear in the Chachmei Sfarad is what's the reason for the asr. What's the reason for the asr? Well, what do you guys think? What's the reason for the asr? What?
For the Ramban.
I'm sorry, for the Ramban.
Yeah.
What's the Isser according to the Ramban?
He says, Darash Shavadurikusha.
No, he's explaining the Kasha of the Gemara there. That even Tashmish Shel Kedusha is Isser. Not because the Neris are Kodesh. No, what's the reason for the Isser? Daniel says it must be Bizur Mitzvah. Why does he say that?
Because
it's in the Gemara here. If you're putting it all together, you have Bizur Mitzvah. But the Ramban doesn't mention that here. What does he mention? What reason does the Ramban mention here for the Isser? Here it's going to get a little complex, not too hard, just a little bit. What reason does the Ramban mention? He only mentions one reason, and he mentions it within Shmuel. Who's Shmuel? An early Amora. Who's Shmuel in this sugya? The one who disagrees with the din of Hartzos Mos, right? Meaning even though the Ramban disagrees with the Baal HaMoor who suggested that there's a machlokas between Chav Beis and Chav Aleph, he agrees there's a machlokas. You have no choice but to recognize that there's a machlokas within Chaf Beis and Aleph, because Shmuel disagrees with the din of Hartzos Mos, right? So what does he say according to Shmuel? Maybe Shmuel doesn't hold from this din whatsoever, this din of the Yisr.
It's about the Roah.
Ah, he says, even Shmuel, who disagrees with the din here, will agree there's an Yisr by a real Tashmish. Why?
Because
of the Roah. Because the Roah, we're going to talk with the Nakedla again. That reason that we saw in Rashi, the reason we saw in the Baal HaMoor why you need a Shamish, that will be the reason for Shmuel.
The Roah
Omer Letzarchu Denakitla, right? Someone who sees it will think it's not an Er Chanukah because you're using it. The question that's not clear according to the Ramban is Rav Asi, Rav, who holds its Usher even by Hartzos Mos, why does he hold its Usher even there? What's the additional reason there? So like Daniel said before, you must say it's Bizui Mitzvah, right? Because that's what the Gemara says, right? So maybe we'll say it like this. Shmuel, who limits the Isser, holds the Isser, is only because of Hara Omer, right? Rav Asi, who expands the Yisr, holds the Yisr is also because of, or only because of, Bizri Mitzvah. So the same thing we had according to the Baal HaMor, different scope of the Yisr based on different reasons, you have according to the Ramban. But here's where it gets a little complex. What was the problem that the Rishonim had with saying that the Yisr is based on Bizri Mitzvah? Does anyone know?
Then if it's a mitzvah, so it wouldn't be...
Using it for another mitzvah should be okay, because it's not a vaza mitzvah. Where do we see in the Gemara that you're allowed to, that you're not allowed to use for another mitzvah? Shabbos. It says in Shabbos, only Shabbos. Why is it usher to use for another mitzvah if the reason is only bizui mitzvah? Good gosh, you know. So what's the teretz?
Well, if you're gonna say it's the Beit HaMikdash, then
But they don't say that.
They don't say that.
Well, we'll get to. You're right. We'll get to that in a second. This is the thing you were saying before. This is what Michael was saying before. The Ramban in his Chedushim, it's brought here in the Ran. The Ran asks this question, and he answers in the end of the Vermaschel Hilchos. He says, "The Ad Kan Lo Sharin and Edel Haluk Miner Liner. You're allowed to light one Ner Chanukah for another Ner Chanukah. Mishum the Tarvayu Chada Mitzvah." There's a problem of Bizri Mitzvah even when you're using one mitzvah for another mitzvah, because ultimately it looks like this mitzvah is less significant, you're using it for another one. Again, like I said, this teretz is originally from the Ramban, the Ran in the Chidushim, but it's because of this kasha, I think, that some of the later Chachmei Sfarad held that we must have another reason too. And this is what Akiva mentioned. The Ran in the beginning of his words, the Rashba in the beginning of his words, you have the Rashba's second source. The Ran says, Pirish, kol tashmishin vafilu tashmish mitzvah. He tries to explain why tashmish mitzvah. Dekevan shal yedei neis shenase b'minora tiknuha asahua k'minora shein mishtamshim baklal. The Ran, and again, like I mentioned, the Rashba in his first teretz. Let's look at the Rashba. You have in your sheet. The Rashba says, in the beginning of his words, the time of the milsak, yishum daliday neis shenasa b'menorah tiknua, yilka chasua k'menorah shasa l'shtamish l'orah. His inami is kevan de la mitzvah d'lika yikim shum bizu mitzvah. Second reason is bizu mitzvah, but his first reason is the menorah. So here you see the Rashba and the Ran getting to the reason that the Baal HaMor gave, that the Baal HaMor revived, but not saying it's machlokas, saying it's the reason for everybody. No, I think the reason they said this is because, how do you understand why it's usher even for Tashmis Mitzvah? Now the surprise at the end of the words of the Rashba is that at the end of the words of the Rashba, he asks this kasha, again, how come it's usher to use from mitzvah to mitzvah? His second teretz here, at the very end of the words of the Rashba, is like we just saw in the Ran. Inami yesh lomit the kol shad mishtam she mitzvah zu lacheres bizu mitzvah zu the mechzi command alo chaviva lehach mitzvah vavim mitzvah zu tashm mitzvah acheres, right, like we saw in the Ran. But beforehand, five lines from the bottom, the Rashba gives a different explanation. Yesh lomar, five lines from the bottom, the kol she mishtam ishbo lo mefarsim ilsam. If you're using the ner, you're ruining the pure samanes. It's interesting to see how the Chachmei Sfarad, even though they rejected the way the Baal HaMor related to the Gemaros, they ended up accepting the different logical ideas that the Baal HaMor introduced in addition to Bizri Mitzvah. Meaning, the Gemara Chabezim and Aleph says Bizri Mitzvah. That's the reason. So if you're going to reject the Baal HaMor's creation of a machlokes between Chav Aleph and Chav Bez, so why do you need anything else besides Bizri Mitzvah? But there were additional problems. And the Chachmei Sfarad, even though they rejected the Baal HaMor, they took advantage of his suggestions. Now one of them was Rashi's suggestion of Haro Omer, that's not the Baal HaMor. But the Baal HaMor is suggesting of the concept of based on the menorah of the Mikdash. Both these concepts are concepts that the Chacham Svard ended up introducing here. Now tomorrow we're going to relate to how the Chacham Svard, and not just Chacham Svard, but the whole question, related to the Baal HaMor's suggestion about the Shamash. We're going to relate to the Shamash. The Gemara says you need a Shamash. Why? When? And I'll remind you of the questions we discussed. To what extent is Rava's statement linked to the Isser? Is it linked to what came right before Rava? Why do you need a Shamash? And the implication being, when do you need a Shamash? How do you need a Shamash, right? And what's most interesting is to see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins this whole thing of Shamash. Let's take a look together. I'll explain it tomorrow, but let me I want you to be sensitive to the question. For some strange reason, the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha of Shamash twice. In and of itself is strange. Why bring it twice? In Siman Tav Resh Ayin Aleph, Sif Hey, he's talking about the context of the Gemara on Chaf Aleph from the base, about where you put the Neiros, right? Remember how it says in Pesach Beso, B'Shas HaSakonim, Eniach HaShulchan HaVadayo, two lines from the end of the halacha, V'tzarech ner acher l'ishtamesh la'ora, like Rava who brought his halacha after the din of Shas Sakana, Shulchan Aruch connects it to with the Vav V'tzarech in the context of where Rava mentioned it. And the other place Shulchan Aruch mentions it is in afterwards in Simin Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. He mentions the din of Kol HaShemanim V'Hapsilos K'sherim L'ner Chanukah, right? Paskins like Rav. And then he says, talks about the Yisr L'Yishtamesh, moving up to the top of page 3, the end of the first line, V'Nagim L'Hadlik Ner Nosaf, K'dei She'im Yishtamesh L'Ora, Yeh L'Ora Nosaf Shehu Ito, Oto, Shehudlik Achron V'Yanichenu Meirocho Tzat Mishar Neros HaMitzvah. Here he mentions the Din of Shamash again. So, A, why does he mention it twice? B, there's a difference between how he mentions it the second time versus how he mentions it the first time. What's the difference? The first time he says what?
Sir.
It's sir. Here he says?
No, again. It's a new hug.
What's pshat? Are there two different perspectives on Shamash that are both important l'halacha?
Yeah.
Tune in tomorrow. All right. Shkoyach.
All right. How does the Rishba
Rashba, yeah?
Rashba say that you need